Today is really going to be about a special announcement regarding how we continue to strengthen and change education, K through 12 education, how we provide the outcomes and access and opportunity that our kids deserve. And when we give our kids these opportunities, they thrive and they flourish and they do things that amaze us. Today is about providing economic opportunities for people who need it most, and for people that when we give them that opportunity, they do the most. And I couldn't be more proud to be here today. Today we're proving that when we work together, special things happen. And we forget about what territory we sit in, what group we represent, who we are individually, and rather we come together, real things start to happen. So without any further ado, Governor, welcome to East Hartford, and glad you're here.
Talk about stepping up. The Dalio Foundation has stepped up in a significant, significant way. You know, it's a partnership we have together. The Dalio Foundation is going to contribute $100 million to make sure your education is the best that it can be. Your education is the best that it can be. We educate the whole person. We love the student. And we as a state are going to do our part. We're going to match that over a period of 5 years. And Ray and Barbara and I are going out. We're also finding others, philanthropics, folks who have a big heart who are going to step up and match that as well. This is $300 million invested in you, invested in our urban high schools, invested in rural high schools, making sure that each and every kid gets their best shot. And I could not be more proud, Ray and Barbara, I could not be more proud to be doing this with you.
So that's a tough one to follow up. I'm introducing somebody who our students know very, very well. And I couldn't be more thrilled to talk about someone who really gets it, who really gets what happens when we invest in children, who really gets what happens when we honor families and put them forward first. For us here in East Hartford, we know Barbara Dalio because we participate in the Summer Leadership Institute. We know Barbara Dalio because she's given us opportunities to attend Summer Wishbone experiences that has taken us all over the country and opened up our eyes to opportunities that, you know, for me, maybe I just never had a shot at seeing. And Barbara, I couldn't be more appreciative to be your friend and to have you here as a partner. And I'm just so thrilled you're here today. And on the behalf of all of our kids and families, really want to express our gratitude. Thank you.
Nate, thank you for having us. I know that this is a big production to bring all the faculty and so many students. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Governor, for partnering with us, and thank you, everybody, for coming together. I love public education. I'm always humbled and inspired by everything you do. You're amazing. I started working with public education about 10 years ago, and I came across over the years with some students that had dropped out of school and other students that were not too engaged, not because they didn't want to, but because of the poverty and their difficult circumstances made it hard. So they got in a cycle that is difficult to break. And by giving them job opportunities like technical skill, career training, we can break that cycle. So we commissioned a report, and it showed that there are 39,000 of those students that are disengaged or disconnected. I know that there are not too many answers, but I know that if we come together, we'll find the answers. We're very excited about this opportunity. We're excited and hopeful, and really look forward to getting together and start brainstorming about all the amazing possibilities. Thank you so much.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about where we're coming from. I grew up in a high school which was very much like this, and I was lucky to be in a lower middle class family with parents who cared for me and teachers who cared for me. And then I was very lucky 41 years ago to marry Barbara. I mean, basically, all you really need, right? All you really need is a good public school education with people who care about you, and then marry a good wife, right? That's all you need. So just to cut short about this, 10 years ago, Barbara was drawn into the communities and learned, and she was affected by all of you. Really, she was affected by you, inspired by you. So for the last 10 years, at the dinner table, all I was hearing about was you and how you inspired, and also the lack of opportunities. In other words, just not enough resources. So I was very lucky in my life to be able to live the American dream, right? And what it means most fundamentally is equal opportunity, and most fundamentally equal opportunity in education. Most fundamentally, there's no good reason there shouldn't be equal opportunity in education. When you think, like, what is the best investment you could make? It has to be in the children's educations, right? That's the best. And the teachers. It's fundamental. And then there's community. There are a number of professors who've studied what happiness is due to, and they find that there's nothing that past the basic level of income, there's no correlation between the amount of money that you have and the happiness that you have. The number one influence in happiness is a sense of community. Do you have a good community? And so when we think about Connecticut, we think about this is our community, right? We're in this thing together. So we each can bring different things. We can bring some resources. And then when we see the talents and the programs, there's so many potential things that can be achieved. So our number one objective is to get, particularly those who are having the most trouble, to get them through high school and into jobs. Like, education can't be theoretical, it's got to deliver an outcome. And if you don't have an outcome in sight when you're going through high school, that tangible outcome, you're not gonna have the pull to get through it. And so that's what we're in a mission. And it was so great that when we would discuss this with the governor, like, we came up, you know, let's do this thing, that we can do this thing. So we, you know, and it's pulling together, right? I mean, we really believe that we're going to have a great return on investment, because we're going to have the double bottom line of a great social investment. And then also, when you think about the economic implications of getting kids to graduate school and get into a job, and what that creates for them and what it creates for the community, it's a highly economically and spiritually exciting thing to do. So, you know, that's why we're really excited to do that. And when we hear programs and see programs, and Barbara's very modest, as you could tell, and the impact that she's been having. If you want to check out where we're coming from, ask around. Because it's 10 years of Barbara leaving her fingerprints all over the place. So we can do this now in scale because there'll be resources. So anyway, we're really excited to do this. So thank you for your partnership.